Okay, and we are back. This is Mind Body Radio. We have another guest over the phone. He is a board-certified health and wellness coach, Mr. Martin Becker. How are you, Martin?
I am fine. How are you today?
Doing very good. I'm happy you accepted our invitation. And before we begin the show, is there any kind of website or social media page our listeners can look at?
Yes, my website is BeckerWellnessCoaching.com, all one word, BECKER, Wellness Coaching, all together, no spaces.
Mm-hmm. All right, excellent. And give us a better idea of who you are, Martin, and why you decided to become a health and wellness coach.
Sure. Well, yeah, I was for over 40 years in organization development, human resources management consultant, specializing in executive coaching and working with top of the house C-suite executives. About 5.5 years ago, I retired from doing that sort of work and went through some of my own personal health issues, resulting in having open heart surgery, which I survived very, very well, and view that as an opportunity to really make a major change in my life and became very concerned with health and wellness. And along the way, I lost 126 pounds, which I've kept off, and went to the Mayo Clinic and got trained as and certified as a Mayo Clinic certified wellness coach, and then went on and got national board certification, which is the same board that certifies all physicians in the United States. I have a passion for it because I learned about the importance of things like nutrition and physical activity and rejuvenation and resiliency and a variety of other things, which can dramatically change a person's life and extend their life and, in many cases, stop and reverse existing chronic diseases. So I have a real passion for it now and want to help others and help them learn from my own experience and from the expertise that I've gained over the last 5.5 years.
Now, why do you think somebody should work with a health coach as opposed to a doctor, or add a health coach if they're already with a doctor? Where do you come in?
It's a great question, Chris. So the answer I would say is, let's use an analogy. Let's say you play tennis or you play golf or you play any major sport. Even though you work with professionals in the sport, most people who've excelled, Olympic athletes, Michael Phelps, Simone Biles, think of whoever your favorite athlete is, they work with a coach along the way, whether it's a tennis coach, a golf coach. Health and wellness coach is the same idea. It can help someone get a more objective view of their current issues and provide them with support and encouragement in a non-judgmental way. The deeper, more profound answer is, to ask the question I ask every physician, because I've worked with multiple physicians and get referrals, is particularly around nutrition, which is one of the key pieces, perhaps the single most important piece of health and wellness. Ask them in their 4 years of medical school how much time they spent on nutrition. It ranges from 0 to 4 hours, with the mean average being 2 hours over 4 years.
Wow, really?
So frankly, physicians have a real deficit of knowledge about some of the real latest information on how nutrition, among other things, can dramatically affect health and stop, and in many cases even reverse, many chronic diseases.
Really? Now, could you walk me through your approach? Place me in the shoes of a client. How would you start out with me?
Sure. Well, the first thing I would start out was to ask you what your understanding of health and wellness coaching is and why you were seeking out the help of a coach. Often I get responses like, well, I need to lose 20 pounds, or, gee, I want to work out better, or I have insomnia, I can't sleep at night. So the first thing I make clear to a prospective client, and by the way, if anyone goes to my website, the first full hour is completely free, complimentary. I provide a 1 hour consultation at absolutely no charge whatsoever. So during that initial consultation, we determine what your issues are, and people say the kind of things I just mentioned: lose weight, get exercise, help with sleep, help with stress management. What I try to work with them on is, what's your vision of your best possible self in the future? A quick story might illustrate it. A client I worked with a while ago said, I got to lose 20 to 50 pounds real fast. I said, well, that's interesting. Why do you want to do that? So what she said to me was, well, I babysit for my four-year-old granddaughter, and I'm afraid to let her out of the house. I said, well, that's kind of interesting. Why would that be? Well, we're on a fairly active street. She runs around. I can't keep up with her. I'm afraid she might run into the street. I just am out of breath. I can't keep up with her. So I figure if I lose weight, I'll be able to keep up with her. So what I did was help explain with this client, prospective client, that what I'm really hearing is it's not just losing weight. That's an activity. That's something you want to engage in. Your goal of what your future, what I call your best possible self, mm-hmm. is that you want to be healthy enough, fit enough, to be able to keep up with your four-year-old granddaughter. And right. she said, yeah, that's it. So I said, well, along the way, losing weight might be something like you, but there may be other things. Turns out, maybe you need to sleep. You need some issues around sleep hygiene. Perhaps you need some help with balance and physical activity. There could be multiple things that can impact her ability to run around and keep up with a four-year-old granddaughter. So that's what I try to do, is take a more holistic view of a person's health and wellness. Mm-hmm. I refer to the seven dimensions of well-being, which is on my website. Nutrition, physical activity, renewal around physical and mental rest, resiliency around stress management, relationships, a sense of purpose, and personal beliefs. Those are the seven aspects that influence a person's health and wellness. So that's the approach mm-hmm. I try to take. And it's around the individual setting goals. My job is to help test them about, are those goals realistic? If someone says, I want to lose 50 pounds by the end of the month, it's not realistic. That's not going to happen. Is it a realistic goal? Is it something that you can really do and that you have confidence in? So I'm there to support them and provide guidance and information as necessary.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's keep moving forward. We have room for one more question. So tell us what's on your mind, Martin, and what's new with you as a coach, as an entrepreneur? What's going on?
Well, what's going on now is there's a tremendous, it's kind of a good news, bad news story, Chris. The good news is health and wellness is trending like it never has. It's exciting. Indeed. Everyone's into it. Weight Watchers changed their name to wellness. Everybody's into wellness. That's the good news. People have a real awareness of it. The bad news is people are getting their information from some dubious and perhaps not reputable sources. We live in a celebrity social media culture, and a lot of people say, gee, I heard about the celery diet online, or I heard about this or that. So what's happening right now I encourage folks to get their information about health and wellness from reputable, certified, well-documented sources, and to be careful about what they read and hear about. Make sure it's something that's evidence-based. And that's, I think, a real issue right now. But the good news is people have a higher awareness of health and wellness than they've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's share some contact information before we take a break. Is there any way for our listeners to work with you?
Is there any way for... I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, sure. How about before we take a commercial break, is there any way for our listeners to work with you? You mentioned that website. Would that be the best spot?
That's the best way. There's a form on there at the very top on the right. It says contact me. There's a little pull-down menu. You fill it out, and it'll go directly to my email, and you let me know how you want me to contact you. My email is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at BeckerWellnessCoaching.com. So certainly contact me by email or through the website, and I will respond within one business day, and then ask you how you'd like to be responded, by email, by text, by phone, whatever works for you. And as I said, the first full hour is completely free. And just to find out, you know, what makes sense, is it something you want to do? Would we work well together? How can I help you?
All right, Martin, thanks again for coming on.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. And thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care and stay tuned.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye now.